A study session was over. We're now starting the regular city council meeting. As always, we will start with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Mr. Crawford, would you do the roll call, please?
Certainly. We have Eric Davidson.
Here.
Karina Higgins.
Present.
Mike Hill.
Here.
Sonia Hurt. Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here. Okay, the first item on our business is mayor election. Mr. Crawford.
Yeah, certainly. So for this process, each council member will be asked if they would like to nominate someone for mayor, and subsequently the deputy mayor or mayor pro tem. If you don't have anyone to nominate, you just say you don't want to nominate anyone. If there's one person nominated, you will then proceed to go with the roll call vote by each person by alphabetical order.
When you say subsequently, do you mean on a separate motion at a later moment?
Yes. So after the mayor is appointed, then we'll move on to the deputy mayor.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now let's say there's multiple people nominated, then we'll start with the first person nominated, and again, do the roll call vote until we have a successful majority vote.
Will the chair entertain a nomination?
Yeah.
Are you gonna poll everyone for nominations now, or?
Certainly, I can go down the list and ask every councilor.
Okay.
To nominate one. Okay. We'll start off with Eric Davidson. Would you like to nominate one?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Mary Lou Stewart for mayor.
Karina Higgins.
I would nominate Mary Lou Stewart for mayor.
So once we have Mary Lou Stewart as nominated, we don't have to keep nominating her again. We just do it one time. We'll move on to other council members if need be.
So a second?
So no further nominations.
Yeah, yeah.
No further nominations.
Yes.
Mike Hill? No further, okay. Ryan Lopez? Sonia Hurt?
No.
Richard May?
No further nomination.
Okay, Mary Lou Stewart?
No.
Okay, so right now we have a nomination of Mary Lou Stewart, so we'll do a roll call vote to determine if she is successful as the next mayor. We have Eric Davidson.
Yay.
Karina Higgins.
Aye.
Mike Hill.
Aye.
Sonia Hurt.
Aye.
Ryan Lopez.
Aye.
Richard May.
Aye.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Aye.
Therefore, Mary Lou Stewart has been appointed as the next mayor.
I'd like to nominate Ryan Lopez for pro tem.
So we'll move down then for Eric Davidson. Would you like to nominate anyone else? About Karina Higgins.
I would nominate Richard May.
Then we have Sonia Hurt.
No.
Ryan Lopez.
No.
Richard May.
No further nomination.
Mary Lou Stewart.
No.
All right, since Ryan Lopez was the first one to be nominated, we'll go down the list again. Roll call, Eric Davidson.
Yay.
Karina Higgins.
No.
Mike Hill.
Yay.
Sonia Hurt.
Abstain.
Ryan Lopez.
Yes.
Richard May.
Nay.
Mary Lou Stewart.
Yay. Okay.
There you go. So there's a 4-7 vote. Or sorry, 4-3 in favor of Ryan Lopez. Or did?
Was there?
4-2.
Was it? Sorry, 4-2 with abstention.
Three yeas, one abstain, and three nays, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, I just marked that down wrong. Sorry about that.
I don't believe four. There were four affirmative votes, were there?
Two.
How many voted for Ryan?
Three, and one, I thought.
There was?
4-2-1 abstention.
That's right. Yep.
Wonderful. Okay, so now Councilmember Lopez has been appointed as the deputy mayor.
Okay, we move on then to audience participation, and I'll just remind speakers, you have 3 minutes to speak. We'll start with Kevin Owens, please.
Thank you. Kevin Owens, 2283 Seaside Drive. I am a member of the Planning Commission, and I also had the privilege of being a member of the Downtown Ad Hoc Committee. I believe that you, as council, have experienced the same thing that I have over the last 2 months, which is a tremendous amount of activity and discussion and interest in what the city has in mind for future plans. And as people express their interest, they typically follow it up by saying, the city has no plan. Which surprises me, but on the other hand, doesn't necessarily surprise me. And I recently did a very informal survey of my neighbors to ask, have you ever heard of Blaine 2036? Have you ever heard of the Blaine Comprehensive Plan? And they look at me like I have three heads, and I say, the plan, which was developed in 2016 and covers the city's objectives and goals for a 20-year period. Have you heard of that? And invariably, the answer is no, I've never heard of that. I have no idea what you're talking about. So I'm here for a very simple reason, which is to suggest to council and perhaps to community services that we put forth a plan or put together a plan to make that comprehensive plan that the city of Blaine invested so heavily in, and we'll start the process to invest heavily in again, and make it truly a public document. Perhaps go as far as suggest, since I think there are seven sections to the plan, using housing and population and the environment and economic development so far, and create public hearings or public sessions for each one of those sections, and do a deep dive into the study that was done, the conclusions that were come to, the goals that were set, and the actions that were planned, and make that very broadly known to all of the citizens of Blaine who are interested in knowing it, before we start getting into any further planning. Let's base the future plans on the planning that has already been done because it's extremely, extremely thorough. So that's my recommendation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we have Tina Irwin.
It's a new year with the same corrupt city council members and staff. The people of Blaine demand town hall meetings. No more sitting like petty dictators and never answering to the people you just took an oath to serve. No more completely steamrolling the Constitution and violating the rights of free speech. No more illegal intimidation of citizens trying to speak their minds. We are demanding town hall meetings every single month. We demand that you and your staff answer to the people. Why are you so afraid to do that? What do you have to hide? Are you all guilty cowards? Stop putting developer wants, needs, and demands ahead of the people of Blaine. You gave all your power to roughly five people, and you screwed the rest of us. Put the needs of the people of Blaine ahead of the developers. The citizens want environmental impact statements on all developed land. What? You don't want to do that? It's a done deal. Tell us why to our faces you decided to do that, Council, Alex, Mike, and now the Stacys who are gone. Why you decided to allow building on an aquifer and a recharge area with no environmental impact statement that you have rubber stamped for over 30 years. No environmental impact statements on aquifers. What is wrong with you? Tell us why you gave permission to butcher 7,500 trees, an acreage full of eagles and endangered species. Why is the water on the ridge and adjacent housing all brown? Oh, you let him build on wetlands. Mary Lou, stop being the backroom madam and screwing the people of Blaine and start being the advocate for them and begin to care about them. You could not ignore 100 pages and 15 months of speeches of objections to a mobile home park and still think that what you did was for the benefit of these people. It makes me wonder just how much skin you had in the game. You screwed them illegally by illegally rocketing property taxes and that water hike you foisted on people already struggling with staggering inflation to pay for developer streets, parks, and infrastructure. What right do you have to saddle the rest of us with expenses that are clearly in the developer's PUD of 2009? Oh, I forgot. He bought you and he paid for you with his hundreds of thousands of dollars in gifts. I dare you to do a hometown meeting and answer to the people. You are a coward. Prove me wrong today. Your silence proves your guilt. Resign.
Next, Luke Skywalker.
Made up rules that don't exist never trump the Constitution. This is what happened at the last Planning Commission meeting. The Planning Commissioner, Amerding, and Alex, the Planning Director, made up a rule. They told me they would censor my speech because I would not provide my physical address during public comments. Alex, you knew better. You knew this was not the city's rule. Is it because I was shedding light on the massive corruption in this town? Alex, I am to believe that you didn't even know the city's own rules of procedure? Or were you targeting me based on what I had to say? The first thing that each of you should have done when starting your job was to learn your rules. If you don't know your rules, what other aspects of your job do you not know? Is that why we're having so many problems in our town? According to your own rules of procedure number 29, it states that I only need to be introduced by the mayor or the commissioner. At every single meeting, the mayor or the commissioner has asked for Luke S. to come up. That is all that needs to happen. How can it be possible that a high school student knows the city's own rules more than their highest ranking officials? This is your job. Is this you trying to strip away my First Amendment right by making up your own rules? Shame on you. When I went home that night, I was in disbelief that my government censored me. They didn't like what I had to say, so they deleted it. Our founding fathers didn't stand for this, and neither will I. I demand that you respect the Constitution and your own rules. I cannot be silenced. I will not be silenced. I stand by the side of the Constitution. This is my America. This is our America, land of the free.
Madam Watchdog.
Well, Happy New Year. Have all of you been going to the City Hall School to learn about the First Amendment and our citizens' rights? I sure hope so. It's a bit embarrassing that our government doesn't even know the rules. Are you going to be able to contain yourself, Mike and Eric? I know you love to shout over my speeches. What is interesting is that it's the men trying to intimidate me in their speeches. And then Alex tag-teams them and calls the cops on us. Why don't you, Mary Lou, and you, Karina, stand up? Are you too afraid of these big boys to stand up? Well, I guess this woman has to do it solo. Watch out, boys, because there's a new sheriff in town, our group. Yes, the Wild West days are now over, and we aren't going anywhere. Now, Alex, get your finger off that speed dial to call the cops. These are my 3 minutes, and you aren't messing them up. Now, get ready for the ride, boys. This year's going to be the ride of your life. This ain't some lollipop town anymore. The citizens have had it. Have you started to see the signs going up on H Street and now on D Street? They are defiant, and they're taking a stand against corruption. They want their voices heard. Do you hear me, Mary Lou? Listen to our voices. And Blaine can't be bought. Maybe we should talk to Stacy Prochner. Remember her? The former planning person who stamped our aquifer as a DNS and got no environmental impact study on it? I gave Stacy a little call the other day. I think I caught her off guard. Apparently, she said, the citizens' voices do not matter with these developments. She called it quasi-judicial and said that these development agreements are just between the developer and the city. Sound familiar, Alex? Are you kidding me? The citizens' voices do not matter when you're planning to put hundreds of homes in our city? How about the 90 pages of public comments against the development? Our voices do not matter? We do matter. And who gave the okay for the developer to get his own environmental study done instead of using the Department of Ecology? Is that why you think you can yell on our speeches? Is that why you tell us to give comment about the development until June 4th, but then you don't open up comment until June 11th, so our voice is useless? Oh, yes, Alex, we figured out the whole scam of how this is passed to get things into public with you having the power. This is now over. Oh, and let me see. Where's Steve? Where's Steve, our utility foreman? He knows all about our water. I've got some water over here from our city. I got a letter from the Department of Health. It says the city told them that they've never had one complaint about the water at the Ridge or anywhere near that. Are you sure about that? I don't think so. We've had many complaints. One man said, would you like me to sign it? This makes you look very, very, very bad.
Your time is up.
Thank you so much, Mary Lou.
The professor.
Professor's not here tonight, so he will be speaking via this tape.
My name is the Professor, and today we have a lesson on the key traits of a dictatorship. Censorship. Using the police to intimidate outspoken critics. Controlling the media. Limiting the flow of information to the public. No citizen input. Money changing hands. Votes against the citizens' wishes. Changing the rules as they go to target critics. Critics of the government receiving threats of violence. Does this sound like North Korea, Communist China, Russia, Iran? No, this is Blaine. In a traditional dictatorship, you are aware of the power structure in place, and you fall into line and abide by the rules out of fear of retribution. In a democracy, you know that the Constitution protects against these sorts of actions and tactics. Unfortunately, Blaine has started to mirror the traits of a dangerous dictatorship. All of the traits above have been used in the past 9 weeks and have specifically targeted outspoken critics of the government. Yes, threats of censorship. The police have been called to curtail free speech. The local press refuses to report anything critical of the local government. They have passed a resolution to limit the flow of public records to the citizens. An extraordinary amount of gifts have been received by the votes seem to go against the citizens' wishes. They have ignored their own rules to single out the critical voices. And lastly, we have received a death threat. In Blaine. It is my opinion that all of this falls on the shoulders of the current city council. In a group where only the loudest voices are heard, even Karina Higgins, who is senior counsel to the Attorney General, is marginalized. She works for the highest level of law enforcement, and even she is unwilling to take a stand against this group. Imagine the courage, as a small citizen group, that it takes to stand up under these circumstances. We are here to stay, and we are making significant change. To the city council, your tactics of intimidation stop now. Those days are over, and we demand a representative voice. You need to remember that you are only here at the will of the people. For the people, we are now holding you to the highest standard, the Constitution. That's the oath that you took, and those principles are what guide us. This stops now. Start governing openly and for the people.
Thank you, Professor.
Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to come and speak at the public? You have 3 minutes to speak.
Preferably a living human.
All right, that ends the public comment. Thank you. Move on to Mr. Crawford, written communications, please.
Yeah, certainly. So you might notice a little change on the agenda. So city staff is always looking for ways to make our meetings and back-end processes more efficient. So instead of potentially reading a giant list of written communication at each meeting, starting with tonight's agenda, all written communication to the entire council will be included on the city's website by clicking written communications on the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. Moving on to the consent agenda, items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. One, approval of bills, $73,575.39. Two, wire register, $374,849.64. Three, approval of payroll, $734,501.07. Four, approval of advance pay, $13,903.94. Five, approval of December 28th, 2023, special city council meetings. Do I have a motion to?
Motion.
Is there a seconder?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Any abstained? Okay, moving on to council action items. First one is ordinance 23-3007, amending chapter 2.44 of the Blaine Municipal Code, dissolving the current Public Works Advisory Committee, dissolving the current Parks and Cemetery Board, and establishing a reconstituted Public Works and Parks Advisory Board to fulfill the functions of the dissolved boards. Mr. Crawford, please.
Yeah, so I'm going to be discussing the ordinance Mayor Stewart just described. So the reason why city staff is approaching city council tonight to combine the board and committee is for time-saving purposes. Each board and committee requires city staff to prepare an agenda, work on minutes, set up the council chambers for the meeting, as well as other items associated with running a board. After reviewing with the chair of the Park and Cemetery Board, as well as our legal counsel, we believe it's in the best interest of the city for efficiency purposes to combine the board and committee. And at the end of the day, the roles and responsibilities of the Parker Cemetery Board, as well as the Public Works Advisory Committee, will essentially stay the same. The new Public Works and Park Advisory Board will just have the responsibilities of the existing board and committee lumped into one board. And like the Planning Commission, each member's term will be 4 years, with the possibility of serving additional terms if reappointed by the City Council. If Council combines the Parker Cemetery Board and Public Works Advisory Committee tonight, 5 out of the 7 positions will be automatically filled by existing members, and it's then anticipated the remaining 2 positions will be interviewed for on the January 22nd City Council meeting. If passed tonight, the ordinance will go into effect immediately, and therefore staff or city staff recommends City Council waive the second reading and approve ordinance 23-3007.
Are there any comments or discussion from council members?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I would like to say that I'm very pleased to see that we're going to increase the city efficiency and save some money at the same time.
Eric, would you like to?
Oh, who's going to, which employee is going to oversee this board, Sam?
This means the Public Works Director.
Public Works Director, okay. And do you anticipate any growing pains with merging these two together, or do you feel like your agenda is already going to be set? Okay, cool.
And you said for the two vacancies, any interest?
Yes, we do have interest. We have several applicants at this point in time.
Any further questions? Could I have a motion for this ordinance?
Sorry,
oh, sorry.
Has this been raised with the existing members, and were there any concerns raised by those that the scope of what they would be considering has changed or will be changing?
So I know this was raised with the chair of the Parker Cemetery Board. His name is Chairman Hermson, and he seems to be on board with it, and he seems to be happy with the changes. He actually did have a role in updating this code. I'd have to probably defer to our Public Works Director, Mr. Gandhi, to see if that's been addressed with the other members of the other boarding committees.
We actually sent the ordinance to the both the boards and asked for suggestion. So we met with Mr. James Hemsley, and he was on board, and all the other members are on board too.
Could I have a motion for this ordinance, please? Ordinance 23-3007, amending Chapter 2.44 of the Blaine Municipal Code, dissolving the current Public Works Advisory Committee and dissolving the current Parks and Cemetery Board.
So moved. Second. Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ordinance 23-307 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 23-3012, approving a text amendment to BMC 17-26, the Residential Office District, to allow restaurants as a permitted use. Mr. Wenger, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is a private amendment application by Mr. Mandeep Saran. This application has been through... This is the fourth meeting. The city's reviewed this. The Planning Commission held sessions October 12th. We discussed it for about 45 minutes, and then the Planning Commission held a public hearing on November 9th. During that public hearing, the Planning Commission looked at a number of different factors, including some of the significant findings are that the district is a commercial area in our comprehensive plan, and also that our comp plan supports commercial land uses in areas along major roadways. So those are a couple of the factors when the commission developed their recommendation. The Planning Commission's recommendation was delivered to City Council on December 11th, and this next meeting here at January 8th, the City Council can take final action on it if you so choose to. This is the residential office district highlighted up there, basically going from Boblett Street down to Bayview following Peace Portal Drive. It's a little hard to see here, but there are a number of single family homes. There's about 10 single family homes there at the north end of the district there. A couple other commercial uses in there, a couple hotels, a couple old restaurant sites. The proposed changes are actually pretty simple. We just insert the restaurants into the purpose statement here, and then into the permitted uses as well. So just adding that text into the permitted uses of the zoning will allow restaurants to be permitted. One of the issues that we have, several restaurant sites that are not permitted uses, they're considered legal non-conforming uses, and so they're not allowed to expand. If they cease to operate for more than 90 days, they're not allowed to reopen. So this would alleviate that, making them a permitted use. So council has really four options. You can approve this by ordinance, the ordinance before you this evening. You can deny it by a motion. You can remand it back to the Planning Commission, preferably with some instructions on how to change it. Or the City Council, if you wish to deviate from the Planning Commission's recommendation, you can schedule a public hearing and then change the proposal yourselves. So staff concurs with the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval. A couple other options. Council could direct staff to process a new text amendment to work on further changes to the residential office district. One of the things that came up with our Planning Commission is they actually asked us to look into this to allow hotels or make hotels permitted use in this district. As I mentioned, there are several hotels. Another option is we are starting our comprehensive plan update, and so we could look at zoning map amendments or zoning text amendments in the future. So we will be doing that. I do think this district will be one of the first districts that we're going to be working on. Our downtown will be the first district. We'll probably bring this to you in pieces, and the residential office district could be one of those second or third pieces that we bring forward. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Wenger?
Can you go back to the map that you had up, please?
Yes.
So, okay, so we're talking about permitting restaurants and offices designed to blend with historic residential character only in the yellow area, correct?
Correct.
And this wording, my understanding is this was more of a, for restaurants that were grandfathered in as far as they're already built to be restaurants versus ones that are currently residents that want to be restaurants in the future, or am I off base on that?
The zoning text amendment would allow any property to be developed as a restaurant in that entire district, the area highlighted there. The issue was that the existing restaurants that were there, they are not allowed to expand or even reopen.
Reopen
if they're discontinued, yes. So,
how many are in that area? Restaurants?
There's at least two there. Some of those are closed. One of those is closed. Actually, both are closed.
Yeah. was it Chinese food, the old Chinese food, so that's why they couldn't reopen? Because I've had a lot of people interested in that, and they couldn't reopen it. You know, that was kind of a sad deal. And then probably Chuck's, the old Chuck's drive-in area, and then probably Nicky's, mm-hmm. too. They closed, and they can't reopen, right? Try to sell it. But, no, I think this is great. Give people opportunities to grow.
I agree.
So, I have a question there that kind of dovetails with what Eric was saying there. Everything in the entire yellow area, so the single-family homes in the area could be bulldozed and replaced with a restaurant if we just put this through exactly as worded?
That is technically correct, sir. I mean, yes. They could also be bulldozed and an office building built.
So this puts restaurants as an allowed use? Is that the proper term of art for this, an allowed use? So,
yes, a permitted use, sir. Yes.
A permitted use. So to what degree can something be a conditional use, like where it could be done there, but not automatically? What kind of restriction could go on this instead of just a permitted use? Could if we council desired it for it to be a conditional use requiring some additional requirement?
Yeah, Madam Mayor.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. To answer that, so we could the Planning Commission looked at that option. Simply, we would just put it in a different category as opposed to permitted use. It would be a conditionally permitted use, and we would add it to the list of conditionally permitted uses. That would require anybody wanting to reopen or build a restaurant to go through a public hearing with our hearing examiner. And so there is this extra step and process and you know, time associated.
Right. So a permitted use, someone could just come right up to the counter. Nothing. No higher level needs to deal with it. A conditional use has to have a look-see by at least the Planning Commission and/or the council or something.
No, our hearing examiner.
Oh, the hearing examiner is they, because he does all the quasi-judicial now. Is that
yes, that is correct.
Oh, okay, I see. And if we don't approve this exactly as it's worded now, it would have to go back to the Planning Commission, or it would have to have a public hearing. What was that? If we don't pass exactly what's here, what happens?
Yes, Madam Mayor. The option would be to either schedule a public hearing with City Council to amend the proposal, or you could remand it back to the Planning Commission.
But we couldn't make a small change on it now and complete the action on this today because of the procedure. It would require it to go back to some additional procedure?
That is correct, yes. Thank
you. What is your assessment. I want to hear from our staff that studies it and does it and hand it over to them. These guys do the work. We should listen to what they've done. So what's your view?
Go ahead, Mr. Winger.
Yes, thank you. We're recommending that we move forward with the Planning Commission's recommendation. We've strongly considered this as this recommendation to approve this because our comprehensive plan designates this area as a commercial use. With Peace Portal Drive running right through the middle of this district, when you look at it up there, it's actually pretty thin. There's areas where the property where the zone is actually only one property deep. There's a variety of uses in there. So commercial uses on a state highway, I think, are appropriate, and our comprehensive plan supports that. We did look at development potential or redevelopment potential in this district, and while there are a few single family, you know, a handful of single family homes, there's also a variety of other uses, and we wanted to encourage some of these properties to be turned over and reused again. So we were recommending approval as a permitted use. One of the issues with making it a conditionally permitted use is this is a relatively new change that our hearing examiner reviews quasi-judicial projects, and it just adds an extra level of complication and time when someone, and uncertainty. So when if a proponent wants to develop a restaurant, they say, can I do this? And we can't necessarily say yes or no. We say we will schedule a hearing before a hearing examiner. We're now using a hearing examiner out of Seattle, and they make a decision on what's best for this district. So when we looked at this with our planning commission, we felt it was an appropriate use.
When those restaurants were first built and operated, what was the zoning in that area? Does anybody know?
Yeah, Madam Mayor. So there's about three different restaurants, old restaurant sites there, and some of the Lizzie's Cafe was currently or previously zoned highway commercial, and it was changed to residential office. I'm going to say about 2006. I'm not sure about some of the other sites. I think the Chuck site has been there for quite some time, so I'm not sure what the zoning was before that, and I don't really have the history of Ocean Bay either.
That road predates the I-5. That was the route from Seattle to the Canadian border originally.
So Alex, to the north, that's what would be the northernmost business or residence that's there now? Is that like Edeline's Dairy or whatever it's right next to them?
Yeah, what is the street? The two streets, because it's notched. What are the two top streets?
Madam Mayor.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so to the north is Baba Street. This district, residential office district, abuts our central business district, and that is Baublet Street right there. The little pop out at the very north end of that actually is the north side of Baublet, and then all the way down to the south end, it connects to our highway commercial district. So there's highway commercial on the south and our central business district on the north.
So that area that looks like to me on the south a parking lot, that's the tow company there, is that what that is? Or is it?
I'm not sure which property you mean, sir.
So there's the tow company, and then across the street, I think, is a Shell, and then there's the highway entrance. Is that, or am I thinking of something else?
No, let's see if I can bring my cursor up on the screen here. It's not popping up. But on the very south end is Bayview Avenue. So Lizzie's Cafe is the very southern property in the corner.
Okay, so that's likely an apartment complex driveway or a parking lot is what I would think it would be. So okay. I just didn't know how big this district was, and it's actually a lot smaller than I had thought. So okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Winger?
I'll make a motion to pass.
Yeah, just before you do, I'm just going to indicate, and you can correct me, I think four choices have been given to us. One, to approve this ordinance. Two, to deny this ordinance. Three, to remand this back to the planning department. And four, back to the department for a public hearing. So if you make a motion, you can make a motion for whichever the four. Is that correct? Am I correct in that?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Okay.
Make a motion for the first one.
You accept it. Is there a seconder for that?
I second.
All those in favor?
I do have a question, just a clarification. As far as when you say back to the department for public hearing, is that back to the planning commission or to us?
I think those are two different options.
Staff. The third one was back to the planning commission The fourth one was back to city staff.
Did you have some adjustment you think is appropriate?
Not necessarily. You know, my concern, not just about this, but about everything that comes through here, is to have, an open meeting where people can talk. And was that done through the city planning department?
Mr. Wenger.
Yes, ma'am. Our planning commission held two sessions on this, just a standard session that was open to the public and then a public hearing. We did put out public notification, put this in the newspaper. We received no comments on this proposal whatsoever.
And it was voted, looks like six to none with one person absent, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Mayor.
Yes, please.
I'd like to point out that RO district, pretty much the majority of it borders the Salishan neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And from the conversations I've had with people in Salishan, they are very much in favor of having these restaurants there. Many of them are long time, if not born in Blaine residents, and they remember Chuck's Drive-In very, very fondly, and they miss having local neighborhood restaurants.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah, I'm very much in favor of getting those three restaurant sites back going, and if no one sees any possible future downsides, we'll regret about the entirety of that district, other than the three restaurant sites being all in that one set of conditions. If no one's seeing any reservations about that, I'm in favor of this.
Any other further comments, questions? We do have a motion to approve, and we have it seconded. So if there's no further discussion, I'll ask for the vote. All those in favor of approving the ordinance, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, it's passed 7-0. Now, Mr. Harmon, would you like to comment on the third?
Thank you, Mayor. Due to a last-minute change this afternoon, we're still negotiating with Teamsters, and so I would ask the council to postpone action on item three until the meeting on the 22nd.
Okay. So we're moving on to commission, committee, and board reports. And what I have here, and I will pass, is the list of council committee assignments for 2024. And if you're interested in any of them, doesn't matter whether you're on it already or whether somebody else is on, if you are interested, would you please just put your name beside them and pass them up and down if you want to think about it and give me a call later, that's fine. There is one more, Mr. Crawford, that I've been asked about by members of Whatcom Council, and it is a marine resources one, and I will have to go back and research that and get back to you on that, and if there is, I will make an announcement and people can be on that. So I'm passing this down, and we will then move on to department reports. Blank. Okay, there are some calendars. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is not on our city council day, so that's okay. And unfinished business, anyone from council? So I'll move on to council new business under L and dialogue. And the purpose of adding the and dialogue is council feels often that when someone comes up for public comment, for instance, somebody came up and spoke about the speed limit on Drayton Harbor and expressed their concern. And rather than having that person simply sit down and not heard from again from the council, if someone on the council would like to, at this part of the meeting, simply comment on what somebody has from the audience has commented on public comment period, they may be able to do this. Often what happens, for instance, in this particular case about concerns of speeding, it was referred to Public Works. A study was done, and thanks to Public Works, and the person who commented is in the audience, so she will know that she got her sign posted with the speed limit warning of slow down, that this is an animal crossing area. So this is one way of letting the audience know that we are listening, we are interested in what you say, and if there's something that needs to go forward, we're more than happy to enter into a discussion. But if not, we don't need to. So there is that. And if anybody would like to comment on the council right now, they may. If not, it looks like the executive session is not happening, and therefore the meeting will be adjourned at 6:45.